Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. Hey, Betties. Over the next several weeks, if you have been listening to my podcast recently, you know that I am going to be giving you a behind-the-scenes look at my upcoming book, The Betty Body. And in this little mini-series on the pod, we are going to go chapter by chapter, and this is going to be part story time, so I'm going to read you excerpts from the book, part behind-the-scenes, part director's cut. I really want to show you the geek and the magic that went into the birth of my book, Baby, which I have named after you. And it is by me for you. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure, and that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. So we are talking about chapter 3 today, and the title of chapter 3 is Your Menstrual Cycle, The Lasso of Truth. And of course, there was no way that I was going to write a book without some sort of Wonder Woman reference. And so I chose to put it where it counts, referencing my heroine, Wonder Woman, in the context of learning about our menstrual cycle. I mean, it is that important. And, you know, when you think about Wonder Woman, in my opinion, she stands for love. She stands for grace, especially when it comes to giving those two qualities to ourselves, right? She's full of what should be dichotomies, right? But somehow perfectly marries the masculine and the feminine. You know, in Wonder Woman 1984, there was a line when she first meets Kristen Wiig, and she says, well, you know, scientists, you know, the Kristen Wiig made some off the hand cuff, you know, remark about scientists not wearing heels. And she said, well, some of us do. So I just love that there's like a scientist who wears heels, right? I mean, those are sort of two dichotomies or two opposing, a masculine and a feminine entity, perhaps. Or, you know, in the first Wonder Woman movie, she runs into no man's land, you know, dodging bullets to help the alliance or the allies move forward and to help save women and children in a nearby village. Like that's, you know, what Wonder Woman is. It's like, I am going to help the little guy at all costs, and I'm going to be fully who I am. And in this way, I thought it was really an apropos reference to our menstrual cycle, right? Because you can be a scientist, you can be a lawyer, you can be a doctor, you can be a pilot, you know, whatever, and still be, you know, you can be the super productive, powerful woman, as well as understanding when you need rest, when you need recovery, how to surrender to that feeling, and how this tracks with your menstrual cycle. So that's why the Wonder Woman reference is in the title. And perhaps it's me manifesting Gal Gadot on the podcast one day. But just imagine you are able to wrap, you know, your truth lasso around yourself. And in, you know, Gal Gadot's voice, you know, I compel you to tell me the truth. You know, this is how awesome your menstrual cycle is. It is your lasso of truth. She is telling you what is going on with your body. So here is an excerpt from chapter 3 of The Betty Body, Your Menstrual Cycle, The Lasso of Truth.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
How to use your period to make $1 million. This was a talk that I gave to the Dovetail community. This is a group of high performing female entrepreneurs, many in the 6 and 7 figure revenue bracket. And I talked about the geeky magic of your period and how the ebbs and flows can determine what point in your cycle is the best time to give a talk or even negotiate for more money. We discussed the different phases of our menstrual cycle and how to harness it to lose weight and to change our body composition. Your period, like my through line in this presentation, was to really explain that your period is actually your ultimate superpower. And I only had 90 minutes with these Dovetail ladies, and I started talking about what a normal menstrual cycle should be, right? And how to capitalize and how to profit from these ebbs and flows of our hormonal landscape. And I thought I could just sort of breeze through this because everyone was doing it, right? I was like, let's just like get through this kind of like, this is the menstrual cycle. Let's get to the nutrition. But I was stopped. I was stopped by questions over and over again. And these women, many who were making, you know, 6, 7 figures, you know, over $1 million a year, were like gobsmacked, right? So I had feedback like, oh, now it makes sense why, you know, I'm so horny at certain times of the month, or why I feel like a crazy person right before my period. And all I did was use a basic illustration, like super basic illustration of the menstrual cycle, something that these women probably haven't seen since high school, as a tool to explain their moods, their sleep, their energy, their libido. And what ended up following that 90-minute time that I had to present was a 2-hour Q&A on periods and the constant hormonal flux that we experience as women. Now, that talk is actually the basis for this chapter, and in many ways, the entire book. What I failed to realize before giving that talk is that so many of us are completely divorced from our cycles. We do not pay attention to our rhythms and the cadence of their change. And in the understanding of the ebbs and flows of our hormonal landscape, the varying daily composition, which makes us uniquely female, that is going to empower your intuition and give you the ability to take care of your body in a way that aligns with your needs. So in this chapter, you are going to become your very own period expert, a CPO of sorts, a chief period officer. What follows is context. And by the end of this chapter, you will understand what normal menstruation should look like. We will go over common hormonal issues and the roadmap to fix it in the next chapter. So didn't I so that's the end of the excerpt. Didn't I tell you that I was hilarious? You were going to become a CPO. I chuckled at myself as I came up with that term. So this, as I mentioned, we are, we get into what a normal menstrual cycle should look like so that you are able to compare and contrast what your current cycle looks like. And in the next chapter, we outline all of the different variants that could be a possibility for you and then what to do. So next week, we're talking about chapter 4. See you then. All right, Betties, if you found that that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.